Yeah, high enough. Yeah, just put a little bit down. Yeah, that's it. Start it. कैसे हैं अभी घर वाले कैसे हैं हॉस्पिटल में घर पर आ गए अभी हॉस्पिटल में इंशाल्लाह अभी सेहत कैसी है अल्लाह का अल्लाह से हर हो गया ऑन हो गया कम बैक
जगह नहीं है बनाई है और ये इधर ये इधर एक बहुत जगह
Tayyip, come on boys, come forward, come. Come, don't sit against the wall, come on. That's a laziness. Come, move from the wall, come on. Aage aajao, aage aajao. Yaar, buzurug log aage baithe hain, tum naujawan hoge, tum jo hai wahan. Theek hai, Arif, ho gaya? कौन सी उसको घुमा दो ऐसे 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 घुमा दो ऐसे घुमा दो नहीं नहीं ऐसे नहीं ऐसे नहीं उसको घुमा दो घुमा के रखो तो वो ऐसे 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 अभी नहीं गिरेगा शुरू करूं फिर मैं कैन आई स्टार्ट हाँ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له وأن تصوموا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون وقال تعالى إنما الصدقات للفقراء والمساكين والعاملين عليها والمؤلفة قلوبهم وفي الرقاب والغارمين وفي سبيل الله وابن السبيل وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه صدق الله العظيم Dear respected brothers, elders, sisters, children, mothers, those listening at home, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we all know that our Maulana's father, he's not well and he's still recovering from the operation that he had, and because of that he has to go and visit him to France. Make dua for him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him shifa kamila ajila daima mustamira. Normally he does this program, but unfortunately because of his father's illness, I had to do today. So the topic that they given me today is about preparation for Ramadan. Preparation for Ramadan. And also the masail of Roza, Sawm, and the masail of Zakat. I will try my best, inshallah, will highlight the virtue of Ramadan, the masail of Sawm, and the masail of Zakat. Of course, I mean, so obvious, in 45 minutes, I cannot complete everything, all the masail for zakat and for sawm. But inshallah, as we go through, every day in Ramadan, we will go through, inshallah, the masail of i'tikaf, sawm. Our Mawlana will go through, inshallah, the masail of zakat and etc. This is just briefly, we will mention, inshallah, so we can protect ourselves from the haram and from dislikes and etc. Starting with the ayah specifically, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ. O who you believe, كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the sawm fard upon you. Likewise, those nation, the people that come before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it fard upon them. And what was the reason for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this sawm, roza, fard upon us and upon the ummah that came before? What was the reason? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So we can adopt the taqwa, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the main purpose for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make sawm and a roza compulsory. Then another ayah starts immediately, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the Qur'an in the month of Ramadan. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ لِلنَّاسِ هُدًى مِنَ الْفُرْقَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Allah wanted to guide the people through the Qur'an, through the message, through the Kalamullah. So basically, Quran has a special connection with Ramadan. And that was the main purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the Quran in the month of Ramadan. And because the Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan, for that reason, Quran has a special connection with Ramadan. Then, more further, we go about zakat. Normally, people have to take the zakat out in the once a year. So usually people, they take the zakat out in the month of Ramadan. Now remember, the zakat year is not 1st January to 1st January. You have to make it either 1st Muharram to 1st Muharram or 1st Ramadan to 1st Ramadan. According to this, delaying one day or 2 days Ramadan, even in the year, it is a sinful act. Delaying paying zakat, even a one day, it is a sinful act. You cannot delay the zakat. You have to take your zakat out within that year. Before the year end, you have to pay your zakat. And you have to pay the zakat according to the Islamic date, the Islamic year, not the English, not the January to January or March to March or April to April. No, it has to be according to Islamic, because according to Islam, the between the Islamic months and the English, the lunar and the other one is about 12 days different. So for that reason, we don't delay our 12 days or 11 days. That is why, from the Sharia point of view, we have to take our zakat out according to the Islamic calendar. So this masla is very clear. Now, my brothers, see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, going back again, the sawm, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ. Allah made the sawm fard, compulsory upon the people, upon the ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon us. And what was the reason? Allah says, as I mentioned, كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ, Allah also reminds us, the people who has come before, Allah also made the fard upon them. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So we can get the taqwa. The reason for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the roza farz, so we can adopt the taqwa. Now, if you look at it, as I mentioned yesterday in Jum'ah talk, that how many animals are there halal? Too many halal animals. But the haram animals, very few. But halal, so many. Likewise, the fish, all the things from the sea is halal. Likewise, all the vegetable Allah made it halal. The fruits Allah has made it halal. Drinks, so many drinks Allah made it halal except the alcohol. So you can make the long list for halal, but for haram, very few. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I made all this halal for my abd, for my slave. But because of the fear, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, because he has a fear, and I have stopped him eating, even so many things are halal, including the drinks, he's still not touching it. He's still not touching it. He's staying away from it. When a person prays salah, Allah doesn't become proud. When a person gives his zakat, Allah doesn't become proud. Allah says a person who prays salah, he will get so much and so much ajr. When a person gives his zakat, Allah says he will get this much and this much multiply ajr, reward. When a person goes for umrah hajj, Allah says multiply this and this and this. Any actions except sawm, Allah says he will get this much ajr, this much reward, this much ajr, this much reward. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ. Allah is giving you the numbers. أَمَّتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلٍ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Again, Allah is giving the calculation of actions. الْحَجُّ أَشْهُرٌ مَعْلُومَاتٍ فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجَّ فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. For in all the action, Allah mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah loves those people, the generous one. But Allah never mentioned for any actions that I become very proud. When a person fasts in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathered the malaika. He gathers the malaika and he says, oh my malaika, come. He calls them and he becomes so proud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes so proud of our actions of sawm. And he says, look, I have stopped him. Regardless, I made so many things halal for him. So many animals are halal. So many drinks are halal. Vegetables are halal. Fruits is halal. The ni'mah is there in front of him, in the kitchen, in the sitting room. He's alone. The drink is there. The water is there. The temperature is 48, 58. He's hydrating. He can't take that heat. And he has to drink. He cannot stay. He can't take it. Regardless of all this, he doesn't touch the water. He doesn't touch the vegetable. He doesn't touch the food. He doesn't touch any drinks. Any drinks. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes so proud. And for that Allah says, all the ajr, for all the actions, the ajr is Jannah. For all the good actions, the reward is Jannah. But for some, the reward is not Jannah. For some, the reward is not Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for some, reward is myself. Say subhanallah. Allah is the one that is directly, he is the reward for a sa'im, a person who observes the fast. Allah is directly, himself is a reward, a person who observes the sawm. So for that reason, my brothers, and see the importance of sawm.
Salman Farsi, this hadith is mentioned in Fadail al-A'mal as well. Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala who narrate this hadith. And he says, look at the hadith. He says, as soon as the moon sight for Ramadan. Now remember, in the time of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how many Ramadan came in his life? Does anybody know? 7 Ramadan. How many Ramadan? So 13 years he stayed in Makkah. There was only Salah. After 10 years Salah came. First 10 years just the Iman. No Salah, no Sawm, no Zakat, no Hajj. Just the Iman. Iman, 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 Iman. Iman and Yaqeen. Iman and Yaqeen for 10 years. After 10 years he go to visit in Mi'raj Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he brings the Salah. So after 10 years Salah become compulsory. Then after Salah, another 5 more years for Sawm. So that 15 years of from the Nabuwah until the Sawm become Fard is 15 years. And then seven and a half years Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stayed alive and then he demised. So because of that, 7 Ramadan came in his life. How many Ramadan? Now listen to this. Why I'm saying this, so you can understand this hadith very carefully. If I tell you, for example, Ikram, don't sit like this. One time, you will say, okay, Ustaji. Second time I say, Ikram, don't sit like this. You will say, okay, Ustaji. Or anything. Or I say, don't drink the water at this time or in this position. You will say, okay, Ustaji. But if I tell you seven times, what does that mean? That there is something very important. There is something very important. You know, if I keep reminding a person, don't do it, or do this, or do that, do this, do that. That means that amal, that action is very important. So in this hadith, Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu says, subhanallah, what he says, he said, as soon as the moon sight for Sha'ban, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would gather all of us, all the sahaba, and he would advise us, ya ayyuhan nas, قَدْ أَظَلُّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ شَهْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ. And then the hadith continue. It's a long hadith. And then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam speaks the virtue of Ramadan. That this month, the rahmah of this month, the barakah of this month, the reward of this month. Subhanallah. So how many times Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam remind? 7 times. What does this mean? It's very important. And who's reminding? No one else. Who? So second point, as I mentioned, so from this hadith we understand the importance of Ramadan. Second point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks Ramadan, Quran has a connection. In second ayah, Shahru Ramadan unzila fihi al-Quran. Allah revealed the Quran. Now subhanallah, Quran, Kalamullah is the only book. I read for Hayatul Sahaba. My Ustaz Rahimahullah, he told me, he says, read Hayatul Sahaba as many times. I said, okay, this is in 3 volumes. So all life of Sahaba. By Allah, I'm in the house of Allah, I read Hayatul Sahaba 4 times, 3 volumes completed. 4 times. After that I said, now I know all the chapters, I know most of the stories, I'm tired now, I need to read another book. Regardless, speaks about the ahadith and the sahaba and all. I said, no, I have to start another book now. That's it. I'm not talking about any history book or any, no, Hayatul Sahaba, the life of Sahaba. However, why I'm saying is this, Shahru Ramadan unzila fihi al-Quran. Why I'm saying this? I want to tell you the importance of Quran. The mu'jiza of Quran, nobody will tell you, no one will tell you that I am tired of reading Quran. Nobody will tell you. You keep reading, keep reading, keep reading. You finish one time, two times. Even a person will say, Alhamdulillah, I done 1,000 khatam, he will still not tell you, I'm fed up and tired of the Quran. This is the mu'jiza of Quran. The more you read, the more you enjoy. The more you read, can anybody say, I'm fed up and tired of drinking water? Can anyone say? Nobody can say. Likewise. And what's the reason? Any other book, you read one time, two times, three times, four times, five, 10 times, maximum, finish, that's it. I don't want to read it. Now, khalas, that's it, enough. I know the book. But kalamul, the reason you don't become fed up and tired, because this is not the kitabul insan, it is a kitabullah. It is a kalamullah. For that reason, we don't become a person, and it's a mu'jiza of the Quran. And look at the sahab, look at the salafus salihin. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he would finish one Quran in one day, in the month of Ramadan. Now we think, how is that possible? It takes me 1 month, 15 days, 10 days, how? No, this is not right. No. If I tell you 10 Quran in a day, yes, that may be not, something is not right. One Quran is possible. Why? Because it's very easy to understand. Even when we completed our Quran, when I became Hafiz, at the age of 12, we could not get our certificate until we have to read the Quran in one go, in one day. That was a condition. I read the Quran in one day. Once in my life, when I become Hafiz, Ustad told me, we start at 7 o'clock in the morning after Fajr. We had a break, 9:30, 15 minutes, again started, finished at 12. In 1 hour, because we are Hafidul Quran, we read a bit faster, 15 minutes. 1 hour, 15 minutes. We can finish 4 sipara, 4 juz, 4 hizab. 1 hour, how many? 4. How many? 7.5 hours will take for Hafidul Quran to complete the one whole Quran. 7.5 hours. And we done it. So this Salafus Salihin, you, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, depend how fast you read. Maximum, normal person will take 10 hours. And it's manageable. It's very easy. Even you guys, even if you're not Hafidul Quran, you can still do it. So Imam Abu Hanifa would finish one Quran a day. At night, he would engage in ibadah, in nawafil. You know, there are things, I'm going to go through, there are things that break the roza. And there are things that dislike the roza, makruh. Your roza become makruh, dislike. From all that list, one is, amongst the dislike, one is a laziness. If you become lazy in the state of fast, tiredness is different. You know, I'm very tired. Okay, relax, rest, no problem. But you have an energy and you are lazy to read Quran, to do astaghfar, and you have no work, and you're watching tally, or you're watching your phone, your reels and all, because you're lazy to read the Quran, or to do astaghfar, or to do work in the house, whatever it is, or you involve yourself in the activities, and you're doing the actions. That actions become a dislike. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are people who get the full ajr, full reward, at the time of iftar. And then there are people, they don't get nothing and they just starve themselves for no reason. Wo unka roza makruh ho gaya. So don't become lazy and make sure that you fast and you all youngsters are here. Make sure that don't watch a reel and watch telly and go do sports, no problem. Go to gym, no problem. But make sure that you're going to the right gym, yeah? Not the wrong gym. Don't go to the wrong street. Go to the right street. Yeah? And play football, play cricket, no problem.
This is sports. You can do that in the state of fast. That's not laziness. But you're just lazy and you don't do nothing and you start doing something, right? That your roza will become makruh. Okay? Now my brothers, see the sahaba. You know, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, subhanallah. He came to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, how many fasts, you know, except Ramadan, how many can I observe on a normal routine? What the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 14, 15, 13, 14 and 15. Yeah? In the month. And then Monday and Thursday. So that's about 11 altogether. He said, no, Ya Rasulullah, Allah has given me ability more. He says, okay, keep 15. One miss, one leave. One day you keep, one day you leave. He said, no, Ya Rasulullah, Allah has given me the ability I want to keep every day. So Prophet ﷺ remained silent. He never said, keep it. No, he says, don't keep it. He remained silent. Because the Prophet ﷺ never said, don't keep it. So he kept all his life so. All. One day what happened? Once, he became ill. And he had a temperature. And he had a fever. And now he know that he told Prophet ﷺ that all his entire life he's going to keep the fast. He said to Prophet ﷺ, so he said, no, this is not right. I have to, even if I'm not well, I have to fast. Because I have said to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then he regret and he said, I wish I would have listened to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and I would have keep one day miss and one day leave. See the Sahaba. This is why the ulama says, the difference between us and the Sahaba. After Ramadan, on the day or as soon as the moon sighed, on the 29 or 30, oh mashallah, tomorrow is Eid. Khalas. Ramadan is over now. No headache, no tension. Yeah? We become so happy. Alhamdulillah, tomorrow is Eid. No fast. Ah, but the Sahaba was different. They used to become very sad. And so sad that they would miss Ramadan for next 6 months. 6 months, 6 months, wo Ramadan ko miss karte the. As soon as the 6 months finishes, now the 6 months left for Ramadan, they would start preparing for Ramadan before 6 months. See the difference between us and Sahaba. Because they knew the value and importance of Ramadan, the Sahaba. As we don't have no importance and we don't have no value, we make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability. Yeah? Tawfiq. To understand the importance of Ramadan. To understand the value of Ramadan. Yeah? So make dua. Now my brothers, I don't want to stretch too long because I've only given the time 45 minutes. Is that 45 minutes? How many? 1 hour. Kitna hai? 45. Ji? 45. Chalo, theek. So let's go through the masail. I don't want to stretch too much. Acha, kuch questions aaye hain. There are some questions that given me to go through. So I'll speak 5-7 minutes. For masail of sawm and masail of zakat. Okay. Okay, so the things that break the sawm. Eating and drinking, yes. Consuming any food or drink intentionally. Intentionally you eat anything or drink anything, your sawm, roza kya hoga? Toot jayega. Okay? Your soul will break. Second, intentionally vomiting. You're not feeling well. And you know, you say, I have to vomit. I have to take it out. So that's intention. Your roza will break. Okay? But you don't have no niyyah. And you had a choke or cough.
and the food comes out without intention, your roza does not break because there was no niyyah. Number three, this is for the sisters. Hayd. Now, this masla is, inshallah, Maulana will discuss in detail, but so I will not go through this. I'm sure the sisters knows about it. The hayd is about, minimum is 3 days and maximum is 10 days. If it still bleeds after 10 days, must fast. Make wudu and must fast. Because that is not hayd. That will be considered as a sickness. According to Ahnaf. Nifas. Nifas is, of course, after the birth. I don't want to speak in details because there is a small children are here. I'm sure you understand this anyway. So nifas, if it's 1 day or 2 days, because this is not like a hayz. Nifas and hayz is different. So when a woman give a birth, then the nifas starts. So what is 2 days, for example, or 3 days. After 2 or 3 days, it stops. So as soon as it stops, you have to fast. You have to fast. If it starts again, stop. So within 40 days, you have to continue like this. And the one that you miss, so you have to repeat them after Ramadan. Also, there is some temporary illness and permanent illness. Now, temporary one, for example, you know, some people, they go for a minor operation. Hernia or what, you know, there is a kidney stones and this small one that you recover after 3 days, 4 days, right? Very bad. So this temporary one, you don't pay fidya. You have to repeat some. But the permanent one, for example, permanent one, you know, a person who has a sugar, blood pressure, very weak, can't fast, and the doctor is confirmed that he will not recover. This sickness is permanent, will remain rest of his life, cancer or whatever it is, permanent disease, he must pay the fidya. Okay? You can ask the Maulana, he will give you the amount of fidya. Inshallah, he will work it out and he will give you the exactly amount. Injection, anything that goes inside, injection, nutrition especially nutrition. So if you take injection, your soul breaks, okay? Because you're giving energy to your body and that is not allowed. Also blood transfusion as well, that is also, that will break the roza as well. Acha, of the things that dislike, there are two details, as I said, Maulana will go through inshallah one by one because the time will not allow me to go into full details. Dislike, be careful. You don't want your roza to become makruh. Backbiting. Don't backbite. Backbiting doesn't break the roza, but it will make your roza makruh. So be careful, my brothers. Sometimes we don't think, we don't realize, and we just backbite. So that will make your fast dislike. Lying. This is a rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, wallahi. You know, for Bani Israel, even if they speak a truth in the state of fast, they were not allowed to speak. They were not allowed to speak. Even now, when they fast, the Orthodox Yahud, Orthodox one, when they fast, they don't speak. They're not allowed to speak. They're not even allowed to on the switch. Because it happens to me once. I was somewhere in London. I know, subhanAllah, my brother-in-law was staying upstairs and there was a Yahud. I was going upstairs, I was going to my brother-in-law's house. So he called me, the Yahud called me. And says, he pointed me. He says, come. He didn't speak nothing. He did this. I understood. He said, so I had to on the switch. I couldn't understand. So I asked somebody. He says, they are not even allowed to on the light. Do anything.
So this is a rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even if they speak truth, their roza breaks. Even if we speak lie, even if we speak lie, our roza doesn't break. But it becomes dislike. Makruh. You don't get no ajr. So lying, backbiting, lying, using bad language. These actions reduce the spiritual benefits of fasting. Acha, rinsing the mouth and nose excessively, you know, it risks swallowing water unintentionally. Even you don't have an intention, but you keep putting the water in the nose, you keep gargling your mouth. That is also just to give your throat, you know, because of the heat, or you can't take it, or whatever reason, just to make yourself calm, not right. That's also dislike. Makruh. Tasting food. You're not eating, you're just putting, you're doing this. It is a salty, hot, not allowed, especially for the man. For sisters, they can, if they have a husband, you know, who has a very bad temperament, and they may have can cause a fitna or problems, they can do that. The sisters can do that, but not for a man. So it's not for us. I'm sorry, unfortunately. See the masla, subhanAllah, I've just said, tasting food. Being a lazy also, I explained to you, lazy and the tired. There's two things. If you are tired, go rest, sleep. Lazy, you have energy, but you don't want to do anything. So that's make your roza also dislike. Wasting time. Yeah? Also, you know, getting engaged in argument, heating arguments. Don't do that. Don't lose your temper. Be patient. Even if someone is wrong and you are right, just be patient, because you are in the state of fast. Brushing teeth, this is very important as well. Brushing teeth with a strong flavored paste. You know the Colgate? Strong one. So sometimes you feel it in your throat. Right? So that is also dangerous. Avoid. Rather use the miswak. Miswak is fine. Understand? 4 minutes, inshallah. So now, the masail of zakat. Masail of zakat is innama sadaqatu lil fuqara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentions in this ayah, who do you give zakat to? So innama sadaqatu lil fuqara. You give the fuqara. Who are the fuqara? Is that they don't have anything, nothing. They don't have nothing. So you can give the zakat to them. These are the people that you give zakat. Now fuqara can be amongst your family as well. Can be your brother, can be your sister, can be your cousins. So innama sadaqatu lil fuqara. Then wal masakin. Masakin is who? There are some white posh people. You know, safed posh hum usko kehte hain. There are some people that if you look at them, oh mashallah, they are in a good condition, they're doing well, they don't need. But in reality, subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about them, this masakin. La yas'aluna an-nasa ilhafa. That they don't question, they don't ask. This masakin, the faqir, fuqara, they go and ask, they go and beg. But masakin, they don't ask, they keep quiet. They remain silent. They don't go and ask. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Baqarah for them, that la yas'aluna an-nasa ilhafa. للفقراء المهاجرين الذين أحصروا في سبيل الله لا يستطيعون ضربا في الأرض يحسبهم الجاهل أغنياء من التعفف تعرفهم بسيماهم لا يسألون الناس الحافة. You cannot even recognize. They don't tell you, they don't say anything, they don't ask, they don't nothing, they don't give you no sign that they don't have anything, and they remain patient. So we need to find these type of people as well. They don't ask. So they are the one. Now, what is the
Definition of masakin. Masakin, so for like fuqara, who has nothing. Masakin is who has a house, who has a job, who has a wife and children, and you see stable condition. But he has a very little income. He can't survive. He can only maybe have one time food, doesn't have enough, you know, necessity, you know, the things that he must survive. He doesn't have enough. So these are the masakin. So we need to find them as well. So this is the second number. Wal amilin. Amilin is the people who work, you know, in third world country, not in UK or Europe. Third world country, amilin, people who work for the charity. Because they don't have any other job. They only work, that is the job, that they go and collect the zakat. So you can also pay zakat to them as well. Because they're working for the charity, they're collecting the zakat and all. But not here, abroad. Because here, third world country. Here everybody get, mashallah, they got different income, government support and etc. So the zakat is not farz here on anybody here. Especially those who has a good job. وَالْعَامِلِينَ وَالْمُؤَلَّفَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ وَالْغَارِمِينَ وَفِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ. You know the slave. Now there are no slave here. So وَفِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ. People who are, what do you call, the people who are travelers, the musafir. You can also give them zakat as well. So if somebody says came as a traveler, he lost his things, he doesn't have anything, and he's traveling, and he doesn't have enough, you know, sufficient, what do you call, the amount that way he can go to his family or whatever. In that particular case, you can give your zakat to the musafir, the traveler as well. So this is the category for the people who you can give zakat. Okay? So... No, they don't deserve. They shouldn't. Why are you allowed to enter in anybody's house without permission? So they entered in this country without permission. So they're not. They don't. They are not. They should go back. Anyway. So this is, and now we go for another second ayah, then inshallah I'll complete. وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, those who have a right on you. This masla is very important. وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْءٍ. So the first haq is the haq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the haq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That you do not associate any partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't do no shirk. That is the haq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Second category, your parents. That you be kind to your parents. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى. The third one is your close relative. They have a haq on you. وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى. So if you have a zakat, make sure you can't give zakat to your parents. Remember. And parents cannot give zakat to his own children. Ye masla hai. You cannot give zakat to your parents. And the parents cannot give zakat to his children, regardless they are very poor. So, wabil walidain ihsana, wabidil qurba, close relative. Wal yatama, then the orphan. Wal masakin, you know, orphan everybody knows. Those who don't have father and mother, or father, or maybe has father but no mother, or maybe has a mother but no father, they are yatim. And they don't have the resources, the income, enough income. So, wal yatama, wal masakin, I've just explained to you what is masakin. Wal jari zil qurba, then your neighbors. Wal jari zil qurba, your close neighbors, within the 40 houses. So the 40 house right, 40 house left, 40 front, 40 back. These are the people, they also have a haq on you, so make sure that you give them zakat as well, if you have enough. Then outsider. So first is who? Your parents, you can't give zakat. وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى. Close relative. وَالْيَتَامَى. Orphan. وَالْمَسَاكِينَ. Then you look for your neighbors as well.
وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ سبحان الله. Look at the Quran. وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُوبِ. Even the far distance one. So for example, the town is too big. You're living in a village. There are 200 houses, 300 houses. So Allah knew this. He says, don't go out of your town, out of your area. Give first to your closer. وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى, the close neighbors. وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُوبِ, the far distance neighbors. Then Allah says, وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ وَبْنِ السَّبِيلِ. وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ وَبْنِ السَّبِيلِ. So you need to look for those people, because they have a haq on you. So if you have a zakat, give them. صَاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ وَبْنِ السَّبِيلِ. Who? The people who's traveling with you. They also have a haq on you. Not just to give them zakat or something, or give them support. No! This is not for zakat. I'm talking haq, the right. They have the right on you. So make sure, وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُوبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. And then Allah reminds us, do not be corrupt in your dealings. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love the corrupt people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Inshallah, when the Mawlana come, he will continue. Yes. Yeah, very good question. You have to pay zakat on that.
And it seems as though it's difficult, he won't be able to pay back.
Regardless. Unless you forgive him and you make him a malik. Even you, that, because you owe that money is belongs to you. So you still have to take the zakat out. Even if it's a 50 years, you still have to pay for 50 years zakat, because that money is yours. That's fine, because then you made him a malik. It is not yours. That's not yours. Now he's the malik, so you don't need to pay. Yes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq. This masail, inshallah, Mawlana will continue every day in Ramadan. After Asr and after Isha, inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanak Allahumma bihamdika, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, wa nastaghfiruka, wa natubu ilayk. Subhanallah rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun ala al-mursaleen, alhamdulillah.